Thousands of refugees are streaming out of Libya, and on the country's border, foreign workers scream out for help.
But Colonel Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, on ABC, says no one's going anywhere.
Nobody is leaving this country. We live here, we die here. This is our country.
Following the exodus of refugees out of Libya, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, February the 28th. I'm Femi Okay. If that piece of music was bugging you, it's the theme music from the movie Exodus. On this post-Oscar program, we are looking back at some of the music. We are looking back at some of the news stories from the Oscars as well, particularly. Now, both John and Celeste are out this morning. We're like the Oscar seat fillers. I'm in here with Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Femi. The Exodus all of a sudden is a story from Libya, not just from Israel. Well, here's the latest on the top news. Opposition forces in Libya continue their push towards Tripoli, but there are reports this morning of a counteroffensive. A string of tanks and soldiers still loyal to Muammar Gaddafi now encircles the opposition-held city of Zawiya, which is less than an hour's drive west of Tripoli. Protesters there are bracing for an attack. There's also heavy fighting reported this morning in Libya's third-largest city of Misurata. Meanwhile, an opposition force will reportedly leave the eastern city of Benghazi today and make its way toward the capital. This morning, the international community sent its first concrete aid to Libya's rebellion, flying doctors and medical equipment to the eastern part of the country.
The calls for Gaddafi to step down continue. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is now meeting with world leaders in Geneva.
I think it's way too soon to tell how this is going to play out, but we're going to be ready and prepared to offer any kind of assistance that anyone wishes to have from the United States.
Over the weekend, both the United Nations Security Council and the U.S. government announced sanctions against Libya. The unrest continues in the other parts of the region this morning. In Bahrain, protesters have blocked access to the parliament building. In Oman, it's a third day of deadly street clashes between protesters and riot police. And in Yemen, opposition parties have joined the protesters and are calling for the biggest rally yet in the capital, Sana'a, tomorrow.
In Egypt, meanwhile, the ruling government has banned former President Hosni Mubarak and his family from traveling abroad. The family's assets have also been frozen. Many leaders in the region are trying to avoid a similar fate. Saudi Arabia's king has ordered all temporary jobs in the country to be made permanent. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has given his ministers 100 days to deliver final results on a government reform package, or be fired. And in China, police used water cannons and batons to disperse crowds in several cities. Here at home, dozens of pro-union protesters stayed in the Wisconsin Capitol building overnight after police decided not to forcibly remove them. And in Washington, House Democrats and Republicans say they're close to a deal to avoid a government shutdown on Friday.
And it was the big winner at the Oscars last night.
And the Oscar goes to... The King's Speech, Ian Canning, Emile Sherman, and Gareth...
Wow, that pause was killing me. The King's Speech took home four awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor for Colin Firth. Other winners include Natalie Portman, Christian Bale, and Melissa Leo. Asian markets are up, European indices are mixed, futures are mixed, Dow gets underway at 12,130, the S&P opens at 1,319, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,781.
Well, coming up this morning, we are all about budgets. Congress may be threatening Planned Parenthood with defunding. We talk with Wisconsin Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore about that. We'll also talk about the latest from her home state of Wisconsin, where protests have entered their third continuous week. But what's the story behind the numbers? We'll look at that coming up. But first, we get an update on Libya, where hundreds of thousands are fleeing the country. The story of refugees coming up in a few minutes.